This is Whole Being RN Radio with Audrey Christie, episode 050.
Thanks for tuning in to Whole Being RN Radio. Here is your host, holistic wellness practitioner, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
RN Radio Show, your show for body acceptance, self-love, intuitive eating, whole being wellness, and energy medicine. I'm your host, Audrey Christie McLaughlin, holistic wellness practitioner, and this is episode 050. Today, we're talking about the liver, what it is, why it's so important, how do we know when it's sluggish, and what exactly to do about it. Today's show is sponsored by my program, The Body Wisdom Method. Kick diet culture to the curb and learn to lean in and tune in to your body's innate biological wisdom and make peace with food by eating intuitively. You can find out more on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/050. And before we dive into all things liver, I want to invite you to three very special resources. The first is the 7-Day Spark, a free resource for you to dip your toe into the intuitive eating pool and see how good it feels. You'll get 7 days worth of completely free emails to walk you through intuitive eating basics. And you can find this at audreychristie.com/spark. The second resource I'd like to invite you to is the Wellness Tribe. It's a small, inclusive, private Facebook group full of crunchy mamas just like yourself. This tribe is free of charge and a safe place to share what you're working through and what your questions are. And I have Q&A slots available every Friday morning. And the third resource I'd like to share with you is this one. So if you have a question you'd like answered on the show, drop me a line at audreychristie.com/questions and we will get that answered on the air. Okay, let's do it. What is the liver and what does it do? The liver is one of the largest organs in our body. And since football season just started, y'all know I love football, I'll compare it to that. Your liver hanging out on the right side of your body, opposite your spleen, it's kind of tucked up under your rib cage, is roughly the size of a football, at least in adults. And it's a big organ for good reason, too. It might be the hardest working organ in the body. The liver works around the clock to detoxify our blood, to produce the bile we need to digest the fat that we eat, to break down hormones, and store vitamins and minerals. It is the liver's job to process all of the nutrients absorbed by the intestines so that your body can use them efficiently. The liver also has the responsibility of regulating your body's blood composition. So it works to like balance the protein, the fat, and the sugar. It also works to remove the toxins from the blood and break down both alcohol and medications and supplements, you know, things like that you're putting in your body. Energetically, you know, I love the energy aspect of things. Your liver is responsible for the smooth flow of energy through your entire body. It's also your powerhouse. It's governed by the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus is the seat of your personal power. It's also one that I frequently find is underactive clinically, which affects your liver's ability to process all the things that your body brings to it. So when I see clients in the clinic, generally solar plexus is one of the most frequently seen reduced power centers in the body. So let's talk about some signs that this is happening to you, that your liver is sluggish or that its frequency is reduced. And as you can imagine, if you aren't taking care of your liver, and even if you are sometimes, or if you think you are, some of these things just begin to slip. And, you know, as your liver slows down and becomes more sluggish, the things that you put in your body aren't processed as efficiently, and you begin to have outward symptoms. You begin to notice these outward symptoms. Interestingly, many of my clients don't realize that the root cause of their, you know, cluster of symptoms, if you will, is the liver, because sometimes they're really quite subtle. Often signs and symptoms are even so subtle that you don't realize the liver is behind or that it's falling behind or becoming sluggish until the liver has progressed on from just a little sluggish to something more serious. Signs your liver is sluggish vary quite widely, and it can range from skin issues like eczema, acne, psoriasis, and everything in between, to hormone issues, to even cholesterol and triglyceride issues. And almost everyone with thyroid trouble has a sluggish liver. Some people manifest liver issues as trouble losing weight. Another sign that your body isn't handling medications, or even if your body isn't handling alcohol like it used to. So if you're somebody who, you know, a Tylenol makes you drowsy or not feel well, or if, and not that I'm perpetuating using alcohol, but, you know, if you are someone who used to be able to have two glasses of wine at dinner and feel great the next day, be fine. And now you're finding that when you have two glasses of wine, you notice it in the morning, right? Those are some signs. Energetically, liver trouble shows up when the energy flow through the liver is weak or is obstructed. And this can be, you know, anger, frustration, depression, and a feeling of being wound up. So those can be signs that liver flow is weak or obstructed. Sometimes this manifests itself as additional physical symptoms, like a hypochondriac style pain, a sensation of oppression in the chest, a feeling of a lump in the throat, and even distension in the abdomen. Those are all signs that liver meridian has, the flow is weakened or obstructed. So to really like summarize and give you a pretty good solid list of signs, here they are: fatigue, weakness, confusion, and sometimes that shows up, you might call it trouble concentrating. Jaundice. Now, jaundice is a sign of advanced trouble. So this becomes a really big medical emergency. Weight changes, loss of appetite, digestive troubles, bloating, gas, pain in the right upper part of your belly or in the center of your belly. If you bruise easily, if you are excessively sweaty or have hot flashes, that's all liver stuff. Constipation. If you have dry or dark patches on your neck or under your arms, might look like eczema, could just be darkened patches of skin. Either way, that's probably a sign that something's up with your liver. Swelling in the legs and ankles, also liver issues. And then skin issues, as I mentioned, acne, psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, any of those chronic issues, those can be related to the liver. So if all those things that kind of make you go, ugh, can happen with a sluggish liver, what causes a sluggish liver? Well, you know, the causes can be as vast as the symptoms. Sometimes it's a toxin, so like a heavy metal or copper or aluminum that can cause these troubles. Sometimes it's a mold or other what they call mycotoxin exposure. Luckily, there's a real simple test to find out. If you think this is you, we can test for those things, and we can do that whether or not you're local to DFW or not. You can find more of that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/050. Sometimes the sluggish liver is a result of a virus like Epstein-Barr or mono, or sometimes even Lyme disease. I mean, let's be honest. There are so many environmental toxins occurring in our homes, places of work, and our food supply. It's really almost impossible not to at least be overworking your liver. And so this means it's really, really important for our health and our well-being to be conscious of and to be mindful of keeping our livers functioning properly. Sometimes liver troubles can be caused by what you put into your body willingly, like the types of food you eat, supplements, medications you consume, or what you put in your body through diet culture habits, like losing too much weight too fast, which is often a sign of over-restriction, or, it's not sustainable, and it's, you know, often done by severely restricting or depriving yourself, leading to malnutrition, further slowing down the liver and your metabolism, by the way. Interestingly, when people go to traditional allopathic Western medical doctors for liver issues, they're often either put on a medication or told to lose weight, both which further tax the liver and don't have any scientific backing to help the problem. Energetically, again, liver troubles can be caused by anger, overcompetitiveness, and refusal to forgive. These can be tested with energy testing. Again, you can learn how to do that yourself, and you can find that on the website, or you can schedule an appointment in office or virtually, and we can test those things and learn how you can test those things in the future. You can do that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/050. So now we know what it looks like when we have a sluggish liver. We know what causes it. So how do you speed it up, right? So if once you're in that sluggish phase, how do you speed up the liver? So the good stuff, right? How to fix it. When you fix your liver flow problems physically and energetically, you can expect increased energy levels, clearer skin, more regular menstrual cycles, reduction in PMS, a relief from sinus pain, fewer infections, stronger immune system, less digestive complaints, more regularity in the bathroom, if you know what I mean, fresher breath, better oral health, and a positive mood, an improved mood, and a sharper mind. So I'm not a fan of telling you what to restrict. I find in order to achieve these things, because you could do it that way, but I find that it's easier to focus on adding the good stuff, adding the positive and the bad stuff, the negative stuff just kind of works its way out. That seems to work better, and actually statistically in empirical scientific studies, it works better than taking away the negative or restricting. Restricting just isn't a fun or healthy place to be physically, emotionally, energetically, any of that stuff. So let's look at what you can add. Number one, fruits and veggies. Bring on the leafy greens, the cruciferous vegetables, and all the grasses. Green grasses like chlorella, barley, wheatgrass, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and kale, they really help to drive toxins out of the liver, like heavy metals and carcinogens and heavy metals. Did I mention heavy metals? They also help to increase antioxidants. Fruits to add include berries, bananas, and melons, and provide an array. These things provide a huge array of balanced electrolyte minerals that your liver needs. All these things together, they provide magnesium and calcium and potassium. In addition to the fruits and veggies, we want to bring on the herbs. And not that kind, although I'm not against that either, but herbs to include, to add, that's a lot, turmeric, coriander, parsley, cilantro, raw garlic, so delicious, by the way, you just pop it in your mouth, take one bite to break it and swallow it, and oregano. You can simply use these liberally in your food. You can use the essential oil version topically or aromatically. If you juice, you can add them to your juice. You can even add them supplementally, but I will give you recommendations that'll work better for that supplementally. So I always like to say, you know, put the herbs in your food and then supplement with the more, the things you get more bang for your buck. The herbs that I mentioned, turmeric, coriander, parsley, cilantro, raw garlic, and oregano are really, really good at helping your body boost glutathione production and also lower inflammation. They are significantly beneficial, even in flavors, yes, and in the aromatic smells of the essential oil versions as well. They can improve circulation, fight toxin buildup, help to balance your body's pH, and even increase your digestive enzymes. So all positive stuff for adding plenty of fresh herbs. The third thing is celery juice. Now, I gotta be honest, it doesn't taste really great, but it works wonders for assisting the liver with the mineral salts it needs to function properly. All you need is a good quality juicer and all the organic celery you can buy from your local grocer. And I will say that after a while, it starts to taste pretty good. Generally, you just want to have 2 to 8 ounces on an empty stomach once or twice a day. The next thing is raw honey. Now, raw honey, even though you can find lots of different varieties and lots of different looking honeys on the grocer shelves that says raw, remember that raw honey is not heated or refined. Raw honey is naturally antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antifungal, and it actually helps to lower liver inflammation, eliminate bacteria and parasites and other viral infections, which, you know, we talked about can be the cause. Raw honey is especially beneficial to you if you source it local to you. Because it helps desensitize your body to local allergens, but it also nourishes the digestive tract, improves liver and gut health. So raw honey for the win there, right? Now, supplements. And this becomes kind of tricky because, you know, you can really, if you're not careful with the supplements that you choose, you can end up following the same path as allopathic medicine where you're just further taxing the liver. So I usually ask my clients to take a couple different supplements for liver sluggishness. One is milk thistle, and I like to call this a liver massage. It's really great for massaging the liver into good function. Others include, and I'm not encouraging you to take all of these at once, but do your due diligence. Check with me, check with your health provider, make an appointment. You can do that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/050, and we'll figure out which ones are best for you. But you want to include antioxidants such as vitamin C, E, and beta carotene. Minerals that are super important, zinc and selenium, B vitamins are super important, and then herbs, like I mentioned, milk thistle, dandelion root, and holy basil. Now, what kind of energy medicine can be used to help a sluggish liver? Now, a few things to add here energetically to help strengthen your liver meridian, flush your neurolymphatic points, and practice forgiveness in your meditations, right? So, or start a meditation practice if you don't have one already. But to strengthen your liver energy, you can massage the acupressure points on the feet for clearing your liver. And these are found at the V, where the big toe meets the second toe on top of the foot, at the base of the metatarsal bridge. Now, unless you're super familiar with anatomy, you might be lost, right? But I'll get you there. Just bear with me. But you simply massage that area with good pressure on both feet several times a day. And if it's tender, you need to keep doing it. That's a sign that you need it. Now, this isn't like a light rub. Like, really dig in there and massage that point several times a day, both feet. You can also hold firm pressure on the liver strengthening points that are on the insides of the knees and the outsides of the wrists. Now, I'm going to give you a free download for this. You can find that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com. You just drop in your email address, send it right to your inbox. Additionally, crystals that work on the solar plexus are super beneficial for your liver, like pyrite, natural citrine, red aventurine, petrified wood, and then bloodstone, right? Because your liver processes so much blood. And you can intuitively choose your way to work with the stone. It might be in meditation. It might just be in contact or even in an elixir, but you always want to be cautious about toxic stones in water, and you can find the toxic stones list again on the show notes page. So I'm not leaving you without the resources to do your healing here. You can even schedule a visit for a crystal session locally or virtually, and we can work on that through energy medicine and crystal work. Again, on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/050. In closing, hopefully I've instilled in you the importance of the liver. And the good news is that no matter how damaged your liver may be, no matter how slow it may be, it actually can heal if given the proper tools and fuel. Your body is built to heal itself, and the liver is no different. As always, prevention is the best option, but we all come in contact daily with various forms of toxins through the air we breathe, the food we eat, the environment we're in, the products we use. So just do your best, right? Do your best to avoid breathing in or touching toxins, limit the amount of household chemicals and cleaning products you use, and only take medications when absolutely necessary, and you are starting off on the right path for having a healthy liver and maintaining all the healthy things that the liver does for your body. So until next time, I'm Audrey Christie. Thank you for listening to Whole Being Radio. Be well.